I think Xander should win player of the year, and I think Scottie Scheffler should win. He should have the FedEx Cup handed to him.
I would agree with that.
Welcome back to the Loggerhead Golf Podcast, episode 63.
What do you think about Scottie now?
Hey, you got a gold medal.
Yeah.
Is that the fifth major?
No. God, we'll get into that more, but unbelievable. I mean, as an American, that's what we wanted. We wanted our guy on top. It was looking like it was Xander. Xander shot a final round 73, faltered there. But Scottie Scheffler, I mean, I didn't actually get to watch the golf live, but I remember looking at my phone. I was on my 10th hole. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wonder what's going on in the Olympics. And I sat there, I was like, how is Scottie Scheffler in the lead? he was on 16, and he was at minus eight for the day. And I was like, dear Lord.
I feel like he wasn't even a part of the conversation the entire week.
He played really good in round three.
Yeah.
I mean, he was only four back going into the final round. I mean, which obviously there's not enough history to know what's going to happen during an Olympic golf tournament, but I did not see Scottie Scheffler outracing Jon Rahm and Xander Schauffele with how they were playing.
And Tommy Fleetwood, too.
Huh? Tommy Fleetwood and Hideki hung around all three rounds, the first three rounds.
Jon Rahm missed a couple of short putts, though.
He had a bad break on the back. I mean, Jon Rahm was leading going into the back nine. And one guy shot 29, or, well, not 29, but one guy did, Victor Perez. But,
yeah.
Scottie Scheffler lit it up on the back nine, and Jon Rahm shot 39 on the back nine. So,
ouch!
You don't know what to do right now. You were just it was awesome. I mean, the coolest thing about it is when I went back and watched the highlights is the podium afterwards. I mean, to see Hideki representing Japan, Tommy Fleetwood, Great Britain, and then Scottie. I mean, when the national anthem was playing, Scottie Scheffler broke down.
Yeah.
I mean, so it shows how much this event means to them. You know, I know there's still a lot of question marks about what is Olympic golf going to look like, what it should look like.
What does it mean?
It means more to some people, though, because if Tom Kim won a podium, he would have been exempt from military duty.
Yeah. Mandatory. That being said, he's 23. So it's like he has one more Olympics, two more Asian Games that—
Yeah, but by that time— He'll probably get called into.
Sung Young No waited till he was like 30. Now, have we ever seen him since?
No.
Like, that's a crappy thing about it is it's really hard to come back and play good golf after your service. But
right,
I mean, that's part of what makes representing your flag so special.
Right.
I mean, it's great, but you're right. Tom Kim was never close. Like, I know he finished.
He's three shots out.
I know he finished three, but he doubled 18. So it's like four shots out, I think. Either way, semantics.
he wasn't on the podium.
No.
No, he was not.
No. And I get it. I mean, imagine being a 23-year-old in his shoes. He's PGA Tour's trying to make him one of the stars, and he's played really good. He's won multiple times now at his age. You have to feel like, this opportunity doesn't come but once every 4 years. But,
right.
I mean, there could be next kid that beats him out for the next Olympic spot.
Right. Yeah, you're not even guaranteed a chance to compete for it.
Because you got
to
remember, Sung J.M. and why am I blanking on his name? Putted with the broomstick. They won the Asian Games, a team event, and gold. Both got gold. Mm-hmm. So they are exempt from their military service. Why am I blanking on it? He's won multiple events on tour. Oh my gosh. It's going to come back to me at random.
I can't remember the names.
But that being said, I mean, I think all in all, I think it was a great event. Very happy for Scottie. Very happy for Tommy Fleetwood.
It ended up being, honestly, it's a great tournament. It came down to a shootout at the end.
It was a
packed leaderboard. I mean, you could really ask for more out of, I think, Olympic golf or to represent itself.
But it's a question. Why, you know, why did the U.S. play so bad on that golf course in the Ryder Cup?
Wasn't playing for themselves.
True. Did you guys see Rory's comments? Mm-mm. Rory, essentially they asked Rory what he thought about the event, and Rory goes, essentially the comment was, I'm not quoting it exact, but he goes, with how much of a shit spot the game of golf is in right now, with all we're worried about in the world is money, probably the two best tournaments in the world, we're not playing for a single dime.
Right.
And he's talking about the Olympics and the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably not wrong.
I mean, Scottie Scheffler didn't cry when he won Augusta. He was bawling on the podium. Now, obviously, different levels, I mean, to it, but.
His first Augusta win, I think he was crying.
Oh, he, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Second one, that, you know,
yeah.
Once you've been there,
stone cold, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. You act like you've been there before.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You
know, yeah.
No, it was. I agree with kind of with the point that Rory's trying to make. I do think the Ryder Cup is the best tournament in golf. Like as far as like when it comes to like representing, not the best tournament for American golf. The task force is stupid. It hasn't worked for the U.S. But that being said, Rory, like. Didn't you lead the whole charge of creating these elevated events for more money, things like that? So, like, stop trying to backpedal now. But
I think it's more like the camaraderie and the excitement that they bring, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let's just – so, great tournament, great podium. Do we think 72 – whole stroke play is it?
I think
after kind of going back and watching kind of the highlights and seeing what's transpired over the
weekend.
Again,
for an individual medal, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think that should be the only golf event though.
Yeah.
You know, I think
have a team.
I think there should be a two-person team, you know, a four-ball championship
or maybe like a mixed.
That would be
cool
too.
We got the women's coming up this week.
That would actually be really cool too.
We got the women's coming up this week.
Yeah.
Nelly quarterback.
And then in that, you know, we could have, I mean, depending on how many teams you did, I mean, there were what, 60 players in the field for the men? Mm. So
there's 60 in each.
Right. So if you figure you got 60 golfers, you'd have 30 teams.
I mean, but the thing is, not the same amount of countries is being represented.
I understand that. That's what I say. So you may not have even 30 teams.
Like, I feel like there needs to be.
I mean, you could do a 16-team match play bracket pretty easily.
I get that they went off of world rankings.
Right.
Which is obviously a qualification process within itself. I feel like there needs to be almost be like a trials if there's like a team event or something to where, like, there's like a
qualifier.
Yeah, there's like an 18-hole qualifier for certain teams to get in to represent their countries. I think something like that would be cool. That would, again, build more excitement because we have 4 years to figure it out.
You're right.
I mean, so.
In reality of it is, it doesn't have to be, you know, Scottie Scheffler doesn't have to be paired up with, they don't have to be the team.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it could be any other golfers.
No, for sure.
You know.
I mean, I think I would probably like to see it be match play, even if it was an individual event. I think it's easy to seed out. A match play tournament for the Olympics. I mean, think about how long other sports are drawn out over the course. Like, I just feel like, everything happened in 5 days for golf, and it was just like,
but once the women's championship.
I know, but once you got the ball in the air, like every day was the same. It was
right.
Kind of. I mean, I know we see it every week.
I think from a spectator standpoint, the reason why they probably didn't want to do that is by the time you get down to your medal matches, you don't have four players on the golf course.
The reason why they don't want to do it is as much as the Olympics is amazing and it signifies the best people in the world at the sports that they do or play, they don't want to see Scottie Scheffler get knocked out in the first round.
That's what I was going to say as well, too, is they want to make sure they guarantee these big-name players they have in the field.
NBC is still making money.
For 4 days.
NBC is still making money off of the Olympics.
Yeah.
So, which it couldn't have shaped up better for the TV coverage, but according to what I was reading, TV coverage was abysmal.
I didn't have to worry about watching.
But it's NBC. We should have known. So.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. It's... Do I think it will go away from stroke play? Probably not.
Nah.
But I think if you're going to have two people, four people for the U.S., but two people represent their country, maybe do some type of team thing.
Yeah, I think it would be cool.
I think you should take 60 people and two people each from their country and have 30 countries.
I mean, they used to have the World Cup in golf, but I don't know if they even still do that.
I don't.
That's such a good tournament, by the way, in soccer. World Cup's great. Great.
Totally different thing.
I know, but it's all the different countries. That's the thing that you're like looking forward to.
See the stadiums that Saudi Arabia is building?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Unbelievable.
It's like
just for the World Cup. Like World Cup's ridiculous.
Here in 2026.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how cool is the final game going to be in MetLife? All right, we can talk about that later.
All right, what's your favorite events from the Olympics?
It's still going on. Gymnastics will still be my number one.
This is going to be controversial, a controversial take, but the U.S. played Cuba in men's beach volleyball, and I watched that first match. Dude, Cuba, electric.
Yeah.
An electric team.
Yeah.
Dude's just like over here, like just getting the crowd going and everything. So
you are a volleyball player.
I know, but like the country that I'm like not rooting for, but like I like the way they play, Cuba.
No, I mean, there is a sense of nationalism. Right, like watching the Olympics, you want America to win, but like that's also the great thing about the Olympics is like, it's to bring it to golf. Like it's not like Ryder Cup where we're just like we don't like Europe because that's who we're playing against this week. Like I root for other countries,
and, right?
You know, some of the athletes that are part of it. I mean, who's the most electric guy on social media right now? The shooter from Turkey.
That guy's awesome.
Like just wearing just he's normal glasses. Thing. You know, hand in pocket.
He's 51.
Elite.
That's crazy.
Elite. The meme of guy who uses aim point and the guy he plays off feel.
Right.
That's so good.
So kind of wrapping back around to the Olympic golf, where do we feel the Olympic golf gold medal ranks for Scottie Scheffler?
He's probably going to say number one.
He's going to say number one.
At the end of the day, how hard is it to win a gold medal? Like just the gold medal itself.
It's probably the hardest championship to win in golf because it only happens once every 4 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
That being said, was it one of the easiest fields in golf?
By far.
You know?
The easiest field. You know, probably likely. What?
12 guys you had to beat in that tournament.
Yeah.
Realistically.
If you're using the Brooks Koepka model.
Right.
That being said, I mean, no one can truly say what it should mean to Scotty.
I was going to say, I mean, realistically, there's just not enough history yet.
Do I hold the gold medal above anything else? No. No.
And I don't think that's right, to be honest. Like, I know I don't hold it there, but I can't, and it probably should be held higher, but I can't just make it be held higher. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to earn that kind of respect, I guess. And I think that it will get there.
For Olympic golf.
For Olympic golf.
I think other existing sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
after we've got 10 or 12 of more of these things.
Like I said, I looked forward to the skateboarding. Nigel Houston locked himself in his house for 2 days because he was so upset that he didn't win better than bronze.
I think the best analogy I can think
of. It shows how much that gold medal
for
means.
Olympic golf right now is you got to think, you know, the Open Championship. Right now, we're on the third year of the Open Championship for Olympic golf, right? So, like, old Tom Morris or whoever it was back in 1843, how important was that win to them then? We have no idea. But I'm sure they didn't realize how big the Open Championship was going to become 150 years later.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like what Noah Lyles said about, you can kind of tie this in. He's like, you call the NBA Finals the World Championship. It's not.
Right.
Realistically.
Yeah.
Does this change position for Player of the Year?
Hmm.
I'll defer this to Nikki.
I mean, I know where I stand on it.
I stand on my comments.
What was that?
Stand on business.
I stand on business. I don't know. I don't even remember what I said. No, I'm kidding.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I think Xander should win Player of the Year, and I think Scottie Scheffler should win. He should have the FedEx Cup handed to him.
I would agree with that. I think player of the year.
We're guaranteed four tournaments every single year. One guy won two of them. They're the largest four tournaments in the world. Two out of four. I mean, that speaks volumes.
The majors mean the most.
Yeah. Keep the main thing the main thing.
Right. There you right. go.
Yep.
That's shout what out we learned to my boy this Broker. Week,
yeah. Yep. Shout out to our boy. No, but like I feel like it's not fair to put the gold medal into that conversation in the judge because
it doesn't really fit in.
Scottie Scheffler's peers were not there.
Correct. It doesn't really fit in.
No.
It doesn't fit in amongst the others. It is important. It does mean something. We just don't know what that is yet.
Yeah. It could change.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, I think Xander's my player of the year. And then if we can just go ahead and skip the PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoffs, yeah, whatever they're calling it.
Like,
just go ahead and give it to Scotty.
Give it We're to done. Scotty.
It's fine. Nobody cares now.
1,000%. Because like what's going to happen is there's going to be a guy that wins the Northern Trust or whatever. The FedEx St. Jude. And essentially what happens from there is he's going to shoot all the way up. And somehow, some way, he's going to he's only going to be behind Scotty.
At the end of the day, Scotty's going to go to the Tour Championship with, what, a two-shot lead?
That two-shot lead. Like, that's ridiculous.
And he's won how many?
Let's actually equate the shots to how much the points are actually worth.
What they mean, yeah.
Because technically, your finish in the tournament determines your points. So correct. We actually do have a way.
To kind of figure that out?
Yeah, to essentially do that formula and figure it out. Give him
ain't enough.
Give the man his lead that his points deserve.
Just put him at 15 under instead of 10.
I have
10.
A hot take.
And for these people, I'm not a Scotty hater. He's the best player in the world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I say.
He's the best player in the world, but not player of the year. Anyways, I have a hot take.
They're different things.
Exactly.
They're not the same thing.
Tiger Woods was the best player in the world for 11 years.
Yeah.
Did he win player of the year?
Most of those years he did.
But did he win player of the year all 11 of them?
No, not always.
He didn't play golf for a full year and he stayed number one.
Oh, I don't.
But my hot take is the FedEx Championship, they should reverse it.
Reverse
the
it?
FedEx yeah, Cup. So like.
So it gives the last guy the best.
See how good you really are trying to track
worst
people
down. Worst idea ever, Tyler.
That's what I said, hot take.
We have never
let's just
said
get
that.
The entire, we let's have get never the entire said, PGA Tour season
guys,
then
we
and,
say this
and
about
go
Formula,
there.
We say no. this about Formula One all the time. That we should right. do a reverse grid and
right.
sprint race.
Thank yeah. you.
For a sprint race, right. not for the championship.
No, but like it wouldn't be an extreme to two shots or whatever. It'd be
I mean,
whatever.
We'd have K-Mag backing up the pack, man.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Put Logan Williams, put Logan Sargeant up there in first.
Nope. No, I know they just changed it 3 years ago, but
when you've got somebody who has won this many events and scored this many points in the FedEx Cup.
Wyndham Championships this week, right? I believe so.
It's gotta be about that.
The first or second week of August.
Yeah. So Wyndham Championship. So like it starts coming up.
The playoff starts soon. It's a couple weeks.
But, all right, boys. Tell us about your fun weekend.
Have we got anything to share?
I don't know.
I mean, we haven't gotten the official results yet. We know who won. Caleb and I played in our buddy's tournament, which is a great memorial for his father, as well as just great group of guys, fun to compete. Two-round tournament, 18 holes, Stableford scoring system. Little quota controversy after the first round, but
it's not a good.
There's always
a. It's not a buddies tournament if there's not some controversy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have somebody mad about something.
A lot of I know four people in the field played to traditional par for Stableford is 36 points. Right. Essentially, you get 2 points for a par, so 18 times two is 36. Well, we tried to since we're technically playing off of a. Not the USGA recommended point system for Stableford. We're doing 1 for bogey, 2 for par, 4 for birdie, 6 for eagle, instead of 1, 2, 3, 5.
Right.
We supposedly the committee we talked about before the tournament of hey, we're going to make par 39. So whatever everyone's quota is, add 3 to it. Right.
What? How does it?
That's so. Let's just say.
Also, you got to remember too. Yeah. In that point structure, you're never losing any points.
You're never losing.
So
any
traditional
points.
USGA points. Right, is a double bogey is a minus 1 point.
Double bogey is a minus one, but like
and double bogeys are zero.
So that's
here,
what we're saying.
So, you're never losing
anyways,
points.
My off of my handicap off the tees that we played, my traditional quota is 37, right? Then we were saying, essentially, since our par is going to be 39, you add three. So, like, my quota was 40.
40, right.
So I played the entire first round. The four of us played all of ours, whatever our quotas were, to a certain number. And then whatever your plus and minus, that's your standing.
Right.
Right? So we put up – I put up 45 points the first round. I played really well. So I was plus five.
Right.
Okay. All the scoring gets done. We're sitting there. There's like three plus 12s on the board. I'm sitting here and I'm like, damn.
How do you score that many points?
I'm saying, damn. I mean, which that's what's beautiful about the point system is you make four, five, six birdies, depending on what your quota is, man. Yeah. You're more than halfway there.
You're just padding your handicap before the tournament.
Not me.
No,
I did that. I was going to say I did
it. I don't know.
Some people.
So, but anyways, plus 17 ended up winning it.
I thought it was 18.
Was it plus 8?
Yeah, plus 18.
Damn.
Where'd you guys
plus
finish?
8, plus 10.
I shot minus 5 the second round.
I finished 36 holes, yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys finish? Yes.
I made 6 birdies. I made 6 birdies. When we played our practice round, I made 6 birdies in the first round. I made 1 birdie, and it was on my final hole yesterday. That's how golf went yesterday. And I will say, because I knew we were having to talk about it, for whatever reason, I just woke up and was like, I'm just going to play conservative golf. I was making the easiest pars in the entire world. And I sat there, and I'm like, what am I doing?
It's all right. It can't be
worse. Ain't gonna help
then
you
once I hammered the flagstick on hole 10 and it goes 30 yards down the hill, I sat there and I was just like,
ain't my day.
Nope. Nope.
Yesterday I got off to a because I had to make up a bunch of points, and I realistically knew I couldn't win, but wanted to at least play a good round. And eagled the first par 5, number 2, made eagle. Second par 5, number 4, made eagle. Total of about 8 feet of putts made for the two of them.
There's 12. There's 12. Longest putts all week.
Right.
There's
100%.
There's 12 points right there.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, yeah, this might be a good round. Fell flat.
That's how I was
coming down the hill. I was coming down in 18's pin location yesterday was like sneaky ridiculous.
Oh, so I knew it. It's not sneaky ridiculous. It is just ridiculous.
I mean, they moved the tee up on 18, so it was only playing like 345 yards. Now, that being said, you're hitting up the mountain. So, like, your ball is only going to fly 265 hitting driver, right? So I hit driver up there, and I knew where the pin was, and I sat there. I was like, I have a 60-yard wedge shot, like, almost falling on my back foot. I'm just hoping not to chunk it because I already done that once to yesterday. And I hit it, and I hit it deep of the green. So I'm chipping downhill, and I'm like, I could easily chip this off the green. Mm-hmm. End up chipping to like 2 feet and making it. But anyways, I was walking down the hill to turn in my scorecard. Caleb's finishing up on 18, and I just see the ball go off his putter, and I was like, oh no.
Oh, no. And what's so funny is like I knew that putt was super fast, and I like even told myself, I was like, just roll up. Yeah, but I couldn't do it.
This ball only had, like, good thing it's deep rough right there because it stopped it from going into the...
It stopped it from over 40 more, 50 more yards down the fairway.
But it was one of those days. I mean, the first round on hole 7, Tyler, I used my putter 4 times. Technically, I only had 1 putt on that green.
Oh, so you put it off the green and then off
twice.
Nice.
He putted it from pin high off the front of the green.
I wish
to the hole.
Which we should have got Chase since Chase was out of the hole at this moment. Chase should have been filming.
Yeah.
God, that would have been a good video for this.
Yeah. It's all right. I was 6 over on the last 3 holes yesterday. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Daniel had a trunk slammer. Daniel put it that par 4 at K Fair number 5 after the dog leg right over the tree.
The par 3?
Puts it to like me to Caleb. He's like, I'm just gonna go finish this one up. Goes to tap it, gets to the hole, boom, falls off.
You don't do that at Cape Fear.
Nope.
Daniel just looks at me, grabs his stuff, goes and sits in the cart, doesn't say a word till the next tee box. He was so mad.
On this hole, I ended up hitting probably my best shot all weekend. Is I punched like a 9-iron through the trees, banked it off the hill onto the green. I had a 15-foot birdie putt.
On what hole?
On 7.
I was under
the trees, and I hit it right of a cart path and hit made it go down a hill to get onto the green. That's why I love this golf course. And we ended up I had like 15 feet for birdie, and I had zero chance of it stopping on the green. So I hit it down, right? Putted it right next to the hole, came right back to my feet.
Tried it again,
came right back to my feet. So then I just threw my fifth shot, right? My fourth putt up behind the hole, and it rolled backwards.
No, it was your third.
It was my third.
Yeah.
You missed the green too.
You missed count.
So either way, I still used my putter four times.
So you had to play it above the hole?
No, you had to use it three times.
Damn. I made five.
You can't count.
No. Also, too, we had to hit 7-iron off a tee box on a par four.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Interesting.
A weird feeling. I hit maybe one of the best shots I've ever hit in my life. A chip shot on 14 in a practice round.
That was actually, so what we found out is when we play against team games, so Caleb and my brother Sebastian against me and Chase, mm-hmm. and we played our $2 press game on on our practice round. Mm-hmm. There was a crap ton of birdies made.
Yes.
Checks out.
I said we probably had 15, 16 birdies within the group.
Probably close to it, yeah.
Yeah. Caleb on 14, short par 3. It's only like literally we were hitting sand wedges from 125 yards. Fun. I thought I made a hole-in-one, but it was looking – let's just say they were down bad at this point.
Down bad.
They were down bad. And it was looking not even looking worse good. After the tee balls. Caleb about pulled off the Mongolian.
Well, no, basically I did.
Yeah.
Because those last, what, 4 or 5 holes, we basically pulled off the Mongolian.
His ball was sitting on a side hill like this, and he hit.
Oh, he couldn't even stand.
He hit the 60-degree off the hosel.
Yeah.
Just to get it to roll through the rough. And like it comes down.
Like, popped it like that.
Rolls in dead center like a putt.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
What a shot from the lad.
Yep.
That's funny.
Only way I'm going to chip on it.
Yep. Yep. But no trophy came home with us, no red jacket until next year.
It's like good time, though.
It was awesome.
All right.
I mean, fun.
Show and tell?
Yep. Golf Channel's Brandel Chambly on John Rahm's back 939. I'm going to put that down as one of the biggest collapses, chokes of the year, right up there with Rory McIlroy at the U.S. Open.
McIlroy is what's worse.
Way worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
He's not wrong, though.
He's not wrong, as much as I...
Pains me to say it.
Yeah. Brandel's horrible to listen to. And I think my only problem with this is Brandel was finding joy in saying this.
Yes.
Because Brandel has been on John Rahm's case all freaking
year. And he hates live.
And also, too, it's like the Olympics isn't the place to do that, right? John Rahm's not playing for money in this event. So why are we going to sit here and bash him and say biggest choke jobs of the year? Like, he's not competing as John Rahm, like as he is on LIV and the U.S. Open and things like that. He's competing for Spain. Right. So it's like, are we going to sit here if something happens in another sport and say it's a biggest choke job? Like if Noah Lyles didn't win yesterday by a forehead? I mean, because
somebody would say it.
Yeah, like, yeah, but nah, I mean, not really. I mean, it's one of those, like the Olympics isn't really the games where you say that.
Right.
Because anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but
that's why they got to play the tournament, right?
That being said, a back 939 when everyone else is shooting low 30s.
It's bad. Yeah.
So
I was honestly hate it for Rahm.
Yeah. But terrible. Sucks.
I'll have to say, give his comments a birdie, but the context they're in is a shame.
Correct. Yes. Oh.
What's the best logo in golf?
You know, it's funny. We spent 30 minutes on our car ride talking about this on the way up there.
But and can
this,
you name all this, 50 of them?
Marion, Wingfoot, LA Country Club, Augusta, Kiowa, Cypress Point.
Oh, well. What's the best logo?
Harbor Links.
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow is a good one.
Which is 23. I would say... I mean, Sleepy Hollow's up there for me.
What's 47? As well as, that's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Is it Stonewall?
That one?
Who's the which club is it that has the cow? Like, I love that logo.
I would say my favorite logo. We talked about them before, but Tobacco Road.
Yeah, Tobacco Roads. That's what we kind of talked about was.
And I would say probably the only reason why it's not on this list is just because it's not.
It's not
thrown into this category of clubs.
Sorry, Caleb, you actually have to pick one from this list.
No, I'm just kidding.
Philly Cricket. Philly Cricket Clubs is a great logo. Which, funny enough, they're only allowed to use that logo on their member stuff.
Which one is that?
That's 27.
What's 21? Statue of Liberty.
Liberty National.
Pinehurst's logo is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about this, like how many courses have great logos. I'm not a big bird logo guy.
Depends on the bird.
Yeah, it depends on the bird.
I'm assuming 41's Quail Hollow.
Yes.
Yes. Not a good logo.
What's 48? The mountains?
Desert Mountain.
Oh, there you go. We could talk about this for a whole podcast. I mean, there's a lot of great logos out there. Mm-hmm. Tree Farm, great logo.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, I tend to like the more simple logos. Yeah,
for sure. Paso Tiempo's is hard to beat, though. That's a good logo. That's number 12, Miles. But good list. I mean, this is a great conversation. If you have a long car ride for a golf trip, it's a great conversation to have because we did this for a long time.
Yeah.
So, but Tobacco Roads is.
That's mine. I like it.
I mean, it's unbelievable how good that logo is. And it's not on this list, by the way.
Right.
New PJ Tour announces that the Creator Classic will take place 4 p.m. on Wednesday of the Tour Championship week at Eastlake. Early commitments include Do Perfect, The Brian Bros, Fat Prez, and Good Good. The event will be live streamed on ESPN Plus, Peacock, and YouTube, Foursomes TBA. Bryson, I'm waiting for my invite to the Creator Classic.
For some reason, I don't think it's in the mail.
Yeah, Bryson, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't plan on being there.
Yeah. We'll boycott it for you.
What happens if Good Good recruits him? He becomes a member of Good Good.
The questions we didn't know we needed to answer.
I wanted to ask you guys this before I give my opinions. What do you guys think about the PGA Tour doing this?
I think it's cool.
Yeah. It's honestly smart on their part.
It opens up to more viewers, probably.
It's the only way Wesley Bryan will make the tour champ. Sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. He's a great golfer. We watched his video. Caleb wants to get a lab putter now because of it.
Yeah, basically.
No. I think it's awesome. It's cool. I'm going to go out and say this, though.
They're going to get tore up.
Barstool was freaking out because Barstool was like, dude, we've been reaching out to the PGA Tour like for a long time to do something like this, which they're the largest golf platform and things like that. And why do you think PGA Tour is doing this randomly just at this point, 2 months before the Tour Championship?
I don't know.
What just happened in the golf world that's the largest content video
in the world? Bryson and Trump.
Yeah.
Bryson and they... Yeah. They can't let Bryson
outshine them.
1,000%. Right. I mean, PGA Tour is late to the party, which, like, I'm glad they're finally
doing it,
doing something different. But I mean, I think this is all a reaction based off of what Bryson's been doing. Now, why hasn't this happened before on the PGA Tour? Is because Bryson would not be able to do this kind of stuff as a PGA Tour member.
Right.
They own the media rights of all the players. Well, actually, it might be different now that the players are owners. I don't know. Who cares? But it's cool.
None of the players on tour have their own YouTube channels, do they?
Akshay. But, like, he's only allowed to put certain stuff up.
Right.
So, I don't know. This is my favorite. Golfers using aim point and then field players. I mean, that's a perfect description.
Yeah.
That's a perfect description.
100%.
Flush. This is elite comedy right here.
Can't make it up.
Nope. And obviously they're both really good at what they do.
Right.
Just two different ways of doing it. But that's, I mean, how good is this? It makes perfect sense. Maybe I should start using aim point. I don't know.
I don't think it'd help me read a green.
When you're having to deal with like where the valley is and things like that,
man, you just got to trust your heart.
Jeez. All right. No, my guy from Turkey, though, is elite.
He's trusting his heart.
He's 51.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you had the girl from Japan as well that was like she did the same thing, hand in the pocket, just bam.
That's gangster.
Yeah. Flush. This is funny.
Yep.
I like it. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcast. And missing anything else? Nope, we're good. Next week. Yeah, probably. But like, comment, subscribe.
See you next week.
Peace. Yep.